Up to 13 pieces could be up for sale at different sessions over the next 2 weeks, including one by Norman Rockwell. The group Save the Art, Save the Museum, which lobbied against the sale, is planning a protest at tonight's first session in New York. Hope Davis says there's a lot of sadness right now among her fellow members.
For some of these people, these are paintings they grew up with and they feel deep attachment to. And, you know, the Hudson River School paintings, they are of the region. It's a very painful loss.
The Berkshire Museum and Massachusetts Attorney General's office worked out a deal allowing for $55 million of art to be sold. The museum is looking to fund renovations and boost its endowment. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Adam Frenier.